Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's Hart bringing us back. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. Wayne Cruz is our guest, our good friend, CEI.org, right, Wayne?
That's it.
Competitive CEI. Enterprise .org. Institute. Tell us a little bit about CEI.
CEI founded just over 30 years ago. We're a public policy advocacy group. And the emphasis is regulation. We're not doing the war, social issues, or even tax and budget, but we're emphasizing the regulatory state and what we can do to roll back and liberalize that, reduce the mandates on the private sector.
And he's one of the folks that the world goes to, folks, when it comes to he's a thought leader in this area. Wayne is, and he's become one of the thought leaders in this area over the last several years, as he's honed his skills and identifying the abuses that are out there, the regulatory abuses that you and I are having to put up with. Wayne, the president has got 1 year left in his tenure, in his 8 years. This is his eighth year. I'm predicting that he's going to be more ambitious with his pen and with his phone this year, primarily because he can put things into place this year that even if they're struck down, won't be struck down by a court until next year, the year after that. So he can actually wreak some havoc and claim in his mind a success undaunted in this next year. The Congress isn't apparently doing anything about it. What do you think?
That's right. It used to be, and I used to work in the Senate in Phil Graham's office, and it used to be when the Congress was sick of something, they would defund it. This Congress seems to have a problem
with
that.
Why aren't they doing that?
Because they're terrified about shutting the government down, but my reading of that the last time it happened, and there's no need to go into it, but they got a landslide election after that occurred.
The
government doesn't shut down when the government shuts down. It's all just a myth. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they don't defund these things. They let them continue. And you're right, it's a ratchet that goes in one direction. If the president comes out, and presidents typically do in their last year issue a lot more regulations and final priorities before they head out the door, and then typically the incoming president will freeze a few things. But then after a period of time goes by, they unleash and the things move right on ahead. But you've got a situation now where the president thinks it's perfectly okay for the government rather than the private sector to steer and for the private sector to just row when it comes to small financial services, when it's in renewable energy.
The cord race division, the Consumer Protection Bureau.
Oh, boy.
He's unencumbered, right? I mean,
He's not accountable to anybody.
He's not accountable to anybody, folks.
He doesn't have to get the money from Congress. They get their own money from the Federal Reserve.
That's right.
And it's very difficult to remove someone in a position like that. And he's, even with respect to the so-called unfair and deceptive trade practices regulations, this is a perfect example of dark matter. He says,
Cordray is an Obama soulmate. Isn't he?
I think we've got, the main thing we have to do is knowing this environment where there's a belief that you don't need the private sector running things, that the federal government is perfectly capable of doing it. Not even the state and local governments. The federal government's perfectly capable of running all of these sectors of the economy, from healthcare down to renewable energy and the internet. You got to pay a lot of attention and watch what policymakers and leaders are doing. You've talked about sunsetting rules. We've talked about making Congress vote on them. There are a lot of things that have been done, but at some point, when you get a president in place and a Congress in place, you've really got to go back and root out these statutes.
Speaking of which, Wayne, I've only got about 45 seconds. I want to ask you, how much damage to the relationship between the executive and the legislature, how much damage in terms of empowering and emboldening a future executive, how much damage has this president done to the institution?
I think it's tremendous. I will say that one thing is the case is that it's very different when a president's supposed to carry out the laws of Congress. It's less the case that he has to carry out the decrees of an unelected bureaucracy.
Right.
And I hope that within the rule of law, and I stress within the rule of law, that the next president, instead of using the pen and phone, will use Liberty's meat axe and roll back some
right.
of this stuff
right.
that's coming from the agency. Now, he's got to enforce the laws that have deadlines,
right.
but he can go to Congress and say, you know what, I don't want to do
and
this.
And he can end
give
a, lot
me a law quickly.
He can end a lot of the things, or she can end a lot of the things that have been done by the president, by Obama. Hey, Wayne, thanks for being here. Good job, as always. Come back soon.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, with CEI.org. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.